And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Oklahoma students are unlikely to step back into a classroom this spring as the state fights COVID-19 with massive school closures.
Oklahoma State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister wants to continue school closures until the end of the school year, a move that will require approval from the Oklahoma State Board of Education. She plans to ask the state board at a Wednesday meeting to extend closures beyond April 6th. She will also propose a continuous learning plan to educate kids while they're out of school through digital and other methods. How districts teach kids will likely vary widely across Oklahoma, but they won't have to prioritize standardized testing. The U.S. Department of Education announced last week it was waiving state assessment testing requirements for this school year. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
Oklahoma has another 14 reported cases of COVID-19, five of them in Tulsa County. That brings the state's total number of reported cases to 81. Those have resulted in 15 hospitalizations and 2 deaths. Oklahoma County continues to lead the state with 29 reported cases, while Cleveland County now has 16 and Tulsa County has 11. Nearly half of Oklahoma's reported cases are in people younger than 50. State officials expect Oklahoma's budget to take a big hit between depressed oil prices and the economic consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Kevin Stitt says there could be a revenue failure this year, and some lawmakers are forecasting a shortfall of up to $500 million for next fiscal year.
We'll be able to use some of the rainy day or the stabilization fund to get us through 2020, and then as we're working on the budget for fiscal year 2021, we'll continue to do that as well.
Oklahoma currently has about $1 billion in savings between those two reserve funds. The state budget assumes oil prices around $54 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude is around $23 right now, with Saudi Arabia flooding the market. Our weather forecast, a severe thunderstorm watch until 8 a.m., a severe thunderstorm warning right now east of Tulsa in the Inola area. After the storms roll out, we'll have mostly sunny skies and a high of 70 degrees today. Tonight, partly cloudy with some fog late, and we'll have a low of 48 degrees. Right now we have thunderstorms, 55 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.